Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
50 degrees right now. Going to be diddling 60.
Yeah, it's a little warm out there. Nice.
It is nice. It'll be a nice day. And, I mean, you're going to get drizzly, but 60 degrees in November. Yeah. And, again, rain is, like, on and off all day. It's not even going to be, like, a major downpour, although the wind will be showing up this evening. And tomorrow there is potential for snow.
Oh.
So just a heads up. But it'll only be a little bit because the high is like near 40.
Okay.
So you got that going. A special good morning to everybody who is not important enough at their job to get the day before Thanksgiving off. Because that's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
Like the people that get this day off are the ones that are able to be like, I am taking this day off. Nobody wants to be at work this morning.
True.
Are there places, though, that this is a normal day off?
Well, schools, right?
Right.
All schools are off today?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
So do the kids have all the week off, or they just do what?
So it depends on where your kid goes to school. Because there are some districts that have given the kids the week off. There are some districts who are. Is there a school going to school today?
I think there is.
Oh.
I think there are a few.
That blows.
Yeah. Why would you do that? No kids paying attention.
I know.
No teachers. They're going to phone it in.
Not to mention, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more later in the show. Tuesday is the busiest travel day in America when it comes to like Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So like, how many kids in those schools are they're going and traveling to see family anyway?
Yeah, it's true.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got the kids that play travel sports that have Thanksgiving tournaments that are leaving early.
Wait, so they had tournaments? They just missed Thanksgiving?
You spend Thanksgiving in
on the road.
Yes, it's like being
you and I did that. That's a lot of fun.
It's brutal. It's like being 12-year-old Bob Seger.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a game about playing on the road.
Smoke my last cigarette.
And then, but for the rest of us that are working today because we're not important enough to have off, and then we have Thanksgiving tomorrow, the real holiday season starts on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I have in front of us what the average American shopper will spend on Black Friday.
Okay.
Do you want to take a shot?
This is just a one-day shot.
One-day shot per person.
Because you could do it online, so you could really load up.
If you are shopping, you are spending this much on average.
I'm going to say $1,000.
$1,000. Kim, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to go $500.
All right. Once again, your overzealousness, Tommy, has ruined this segment. The average American who is shopping.
$501.
$650. So Kimmy wins.
Okay.
She will be in the showcase. No, like $650 per person per shopper.
Well, I figured like you're just like if you're going to shop for everybody, why wouldn't you just buy it all then because it's all on sale?
I love how you think that people will be Black Friday shopping for other people.
Well, for your whole family.
No.
Well, I think
all right. So you. So if your wife was going to shop for you and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming she's doing it all on Friday. She could do most of it online.
No. Here's what we do. No. Here's what you do in America.
I don't do any of it.
On Black Friday, you have the intention of buying stuff for other people, and then you spend too much money on yourself.
Well, that all counts, though, doesn't it?
No, it does, but I'm saying, like, this is not like a job people
So you really start loading up on your own stuff.
I mean, I would guess the majority of purchases on Black Friday will be made for personal reasons.
Oh. But they kind of jumped the gun on Black Friday anyway, right? Because I know, like, my wife has already started buying for the grandkids.
Yeah.
And she's getting all these deals early.
So, like,
she's running all over the place.
Amazon started stuff, like, last week.
Yep.
Starting on Monday, I got an email from every company I've ever bought something from saying that they're, like, 60% off Black Friday sales started.
Like, Best Buy is usually a big one for electronics. They started already.
Have you guys started buying stuff for yourselves with all the deals this week?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm more tempted to buy stuff for myself in person than I am online. I think it's just because I could be more logical when I can like sit and think about it on my computer.
Okay.
And if I'm in person, I'm like, whoa, this is a deal. I got to get it now. I'm more like likely to buy myself something I maybe didn't need before.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, what percentage of the money you will spend over the next couple of days on gifts is for you versus the people that you are shopping for? Because, like, the DNC does a story yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's a cute story. It's a very old school story.
What is that?
What time the malls will be open on Black Friday.
Oh.
Right? Because, you know, it used to be they would open Thursday night.
Right.
And then all of a sudden.
Doorbusters.
Everyone was like, wait a minute. Why are we making people work minimum wage on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay. So, 7 a.m. at Greece and Eastview.
Tomorrow morning?
No.
Friday morning.
Some of the stores will be open earlier. For example, Macy's will be opening at 6 a.m. out at Eastview. JCPenney's will be opening at 5 a.m.
Oh. Okay.
Why?
I know.
Yeah. I don't. I you never think of Penny's being on anybody's radar.
Well,
as a place to shop.
Well, I mean, they're still open.
I know, but you never. I don't even see ads.
It's like
for.
There's like a must-have item. I got to get there at 5 a.m.
All right, can you Google what Penny's like big? Because they're going to have like a couple like major deals. You can go buy suits from the Michael Strahan collection.
Are you serious?
Dead ass.
Michael Strahan has his line of suits at Penny's.
Michael Strahan suit collection available exclusively.
Okay, all right, so there you go.
Or the large gap tooth former defensive end crowd out there.
So I can score myself a Strahan suit.
You can get a Strahan suit if you aspire to be a football player, a television personality, or an amateur astronaut.
Okay.
Kimmy, what do we got?
First thing they advertise, save big on always hot kitchen must-haves, like air fryers and coffee makers.
Okay. Right. Let's talk about the air fryer for a second.
Mm. I thought that was like done.
Okay, so that's why I want to talk about it. Because
it sucks.
What are you talking about? It doesn't suck.
It's just kind of a pain. Like,
well, that sucks.
Well, no, like
when you say pain, pain equals
sucks.
It
works well. The problem is like cleaning it. It's, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where it sounds great in theory, but it's like, I don't want to deal with
it.
And
it didn't look healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's healthy.
I got a bone to pick with that because people claim it's healthier.
Okay. So is a filtered cigarette.
No, that was never proven. There is no safe cigarette, Tommy. No, I'm with you. I never got on the air fryer train just because I didn't want to like get used to how easy it is and then find out 3 years from now, like, actually worse than a deep fryer. You know what I mean? Like, you know it's coming.
Sure.
But like the reason I want to talk about the air fryer, every year there is a gift that seems like it's a thoughtful gift that it turns out is way less expensive than everyone thinks it is.
Okay.
And you buy it for the person in your family you don't really care about. And I feel like that has become the air fryer.
Oh, All right.
Like this year, if you open up an air fryer, whoever bought that for you didn't want to get you anything.
Or it's a re-gift.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
How many people are getting each other air fryers, though? I've never seen anybody open an air fryer.
There was an air fryer at my Christmas Eve last year that somebody received.
Yeah, the one we got was a gift, and it's been in our basement now for 5 years.
That's what I mean. I would just assume everybody has one at this point, and if you don't, you don't want one.
It's like, you don't need it. Like, everything in our kitchen does this already. So what am I looking?
It seems like one of those things that you don't want to try because you're afraid of how much you'll use it.
It's a pain in the ass.
No, I mean, there are people that swear by their air fryers, man.
I guess.
Like, they won't use the oven
anymore.
He's
going to come in one day. You guys ever hear this thing called an air fryer?
Like, the last thing I bought that I'm just insane over is that Blackstone grill.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I use that thing all summer.
Yeah.
I've almost worn that thing out. That thing is amazing.
You get mad at us when we don't use it enough.
Yes.
Yes.
But like,
4-3. Yes. Marv Albert, excuse me.
he's
wearing the Strahan collection.
Yeah. No, I don't think he likes to wear clothes like that. But yeah, like that's like the last thing that I was like out of my mind. Like, God damn, this thing is amazing. Like, I'll use it.
Well, I mean, if you get gifted a Blackstone, it's the greatest gift of all time.
Yes.
2.5. But even those, the top range ones are coming down.
Oh,
so,
really?
So they make portable ones. Have you guys seen
these? Yeah, you can take them to the tailgate.
Exactly. But I've seen them for like $200 in some places, which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is pretty expensive. But compared to what the Blackstone in your backyard costs?
You got to see a ton of those at Bill's game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you could cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner on that.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. People have bought into those hardcore. Well, yeah. I mean, I get buying the little one.
Yeah.
In the, like, to bring to the tailgate
and
put on a table.
Yeah, the portable one.
There are people that are transporting their entire giant
Blackstone.
Wait, the ones with the legs on and the wheels?
Yes.
But aren't they afraid? Like, how do you, when you're getting ready to go into the game?
What do you do?
How do you
let it cool?
Yeah.
So I had this problem a couple years ago.
I would just be afraid, like, having it sit and, like, my pickup truck or I don't know. You can't really hide it.
My wife got me this. It was amazing. It was like this Coleman propane big tailgate grill.
Yeah.
And it would like lift up so it looked like a real grill. It was the greatest gift she ever got me ever. And I had this system where we'd start cooking at 10. We'd be done by 11. I'd let the grill cool for an hour. I'd put it back in my car. Everything was golden.
Perfect.
Well, Mike Danger, who you hear on Fridays here in the break room on CMF, he comes to a game one time, and they show up late. He's got, like, record reps from out of town with him. Like, oh, I'm cool. Check me out, man. I'm Danger. I'm on the radio. I'm going to take these record guys to the Bills game. Check it out. So he's like, hey, we're coming. And I'm like, okay, I'll have food for you. Well, he's pushing it back. So now it's noon. He shows up. I got to feed the guys, right? I got food for him. So whatever. Now it's 12:30. Mm-hmm. Game starts at 1. I'm panicking.
That thing's not cooling down.
Exactly.
What do you do?
So
what
I'm like,
do you do?
So I'm just like, I'll just leave it here. I fold it down. I put it like near the back of my car. I'm fine. Somebody swiped it.
Of course. That thing's gone.
Goodbye.
I was out of my effing mind. So Danger got my grill stolen. And I told him the story. He's like, oh, that sucks.
Well, he didn't buy you a new one?
Well, I mean, he's not going to buy me a new one. But,
but did he offer?
No, he didn't offer.
That's got to be tickle,
I just wanted sympathy. That's all I was
looking for. Yeah, but you step up and you offer, man.
But he,
How long did you even have it for? Did it even make a full like season?
No, I had it for like a season and a half.
Okay.
It was nice and worn in. 252 WCMF again. With Black Friday 2 days away after the holiday tomorrow, the average shopper in America will spend around $650 on Black Friday. I'm also curious what percentage of that is their entire gift budget.
Oh, I bet you they're shopping more.
Yeah, I think that's
they've already
the
started
start.
Shopping.
Yeah.
What's the average family spend? For the whole season.
Kimmy, can we Google what the average family spends on holiday gifts? Thank you.
Do you think like the average family of four spends $1,000 with everybody, like mom, dad, aunts, uncles, all that stuff? Gifts.
Yeah, probably. That sounds well. If we're spending $650 on one day,
Friday,
right?
You got to be spending a G.
Unless like your theory is everyone's getting everything done on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God damn.
By the way, that $650, although it sounds high, is actually 4% lower on average than it was last year. It's the first time in like 20 years we're spending less.
We're pulling back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look what's going on right now.
Goddamn egg prices.
And like,
Too much.
That's the one thing that has exploded. No, like.
I don't even want to know what my wife spends because I don't spend. I only get her and that's it. She does everything else.
No, you spend. You just don't spend on anybody else.
No, I buy her.
No, like I said, like I don't spend. You're wearing what you spend.
Oh, that's it. Everybody wear what they spend.
No, I'm saying like you went on like a tracksuit run for some reason.
I bought myself one thing this year, and that's it.
What?
You don't want to know?
I do, actually. It's why I asked what.
It's a backup.
Backup what?
It's a backup in case the other one goes. It was on sale. An espresso machine.
You bought a backup espresso machine?
I put it in the basement. I left it in a box.
You have a Frank Reich espresso machine.
Yes, I do. Well, because, you know, the other one's getting kind of old. I know it's going to go soon.
Oh.
And the other one was like, it was like really cheap. So I go, let me score it, drop it downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm golden.
Hey,
when
Kimmy,
this one craps a bed, baby, I'm in business.
Kimmy, I've heard of privilege before.
It's a goddamn coffee maker.
You, Pittsford man, has backup espresso machine so he doesn't go a moment in case his espresso machine breaks without espresso. Do you hear yourself right now?
Not really.
Can I ask what the espresso machine costs?
So originally it was $250.
Uh-huh.
It's an amazing one. It's a nice one.
Right.
Working man espresso machine.
Yeah, working man espresso. Puts on his hard hat and drinks his tiny little cup of coffee.
In Italy, that's how they do.
Uh-huh.
I got it cheaper.
Well,
I think it was $165.
Wow.
That's a lot of savings.
You're losing money now?
Not bad for
he
a coffee machine.
He didn't need it. He didn't need the machine.
But it's going to go eventually. I'm turning into my dad.
You really are.
I also bought four VCRs. they're not making them anymore.
Kimmy, what does the average person spend on Christmas?
Well, it's kind of all over the place depending on like if you have kids or not.
Okay.
So the average American family spends approximately like $650 on holiday gifts. But it says some sources report higher averages with one suggesting nearly $900 per person on gifts.
All right. So if the average American's spending $650 on Black Friday, it's going to be more than $650 for the season.
Oh,
so
sure.
Another $300 then on the high end?
Easy.
Yeah. All right. Well, Godspeed on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
And remember, you know, the credit card bills don't come due till like February.
Enjoy.
So.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
No, Rochester, we are a community of tradition.
Yes.
And this tradition that has existed for almost a century is about to change.
Wow.
I know. And normally, this would be a huge deal. We don't like change in Rochester. Yeah. Thing is, even though it's been around for almost a century, I promise you, 99% of people listening had no idea this even existed in the first place.
Oh. Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The city of Rochester is getting a new flag.
Flag.
Rochester flag.
Like the American flag.
No.
Like, you know, every city kind of has like their own symbol or whatever.
Wait.
Oh, no, that's different. A city has a symbol.
Well, but I mean, but
we,
it's
have,
on the
we
flag.
Also have a flag.
Yeah. A city flag?
A flag for the city of Rochester. Were you aware that Rochester had a city flag?
No.
Okay.
See, where does it flap?
Probably outside City Hall, I would guess.
Oh.
Even though we drive by City Hall and I've never seen this.
I've never seen no dams.
I've seen the flag. I didn't know it was like an official thing. I thought it was just something like, you like, because it always has a symbol of
Rochester
on it. That's
not the flag. That is not the flag you are referring to.
Oh, then what did they have behind them?
So it turns out,
because I saw the press conference or whatever.
So that's going to be the new flag. So
that's a new flag.
See, even you look curious. Actually, I know the flag. It's not the actual flag.
No, but I've seen people like flying like the symbol of Rochester. I always assumed that was just the flag.
So the current flag that is the flag for the city of Rochester. It is blue, yellow, and white, much like you would see like a French or Irish flag in those kind of stripes. It has the family coat of arms of city founder Nathaniel Rochester smack dab in the middle of it.
Oh, that's the current flag.
That is the current flag. And underneath it.
Yeah, I've definitely never seen that.
It says Rochester underneath it.
Rochester.
Okay. I have lived my entire life here. I have never once seen this flag that they showed on the news the other day.
No.
And that has been our flag since 1934.
Wait, so the founding father of Rochester is Nathaniel Rochester?
Are you, you didn't know this?
No. Yeah. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
I didn't go to school here.
There's like statues of him.
Where? I never seen him.
Rochester Square?
Or is it Nate underneath
him? Yeah, yeah.
Nate-ster?
Nate Rock is what they call him.
Nitty Rocks? No, I did not know that.
Yes,
Nathaniel. Wasn't he like the founding father of other places too?
Oh, Rochester, Minnesota? Rochester, Michigan?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I think he was.
Is that true?
Does that make it not as special?
Was that his full time job?
Were we like the first city? Rochester or what?
Yeah, let's Google how many cities has Rochester.
Well, what did he do? Did he like settled it here?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, All right.
Yeah.
Fought off the bears and the snakes.
That was his job. They called him Nady Bears. So the city wants to change the flag to just a blue background with the iconic five-pointed
Why
flower.
Why change it at all?
I don't
what
know.
What a waste of time.
So it would be that logo on a blue background, and they want to do it in honor of the 50th anniversary of the five-point flower logo. It's the one that you see all the hipsters have their tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
You know this logo. It's the Rochester logo.
I'm telling you, man, I know none of this crap.
Okay.
I don't know no logo. I didn't know we had a bike.
The Rochester.
I never heard of Nady Rocks.
How have you never heard of Nathaniel
know,
Rochester in all the time?
I didn't go to school there. No, I didn't do social studies.
Nathaniel Rochester.
Nathaniel Rochester. There ain't one bridge named after him.
Yes, there is, actually. The Nathaniel Rochester Bridge.
Where is it? Where is it at?
Goes into your mouth.
No, that's your mom.
Doesn't make any sense what
oh,
you were saying.
Nothing
make any
good.
Sense. Kimmy?
Yeah.
How many cities has Nathaniel?
Apparently just here.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna what a stupid take.
Well then where did the other Rochesters come from?
Other people named Rochester or folks that came from this Rochester and settled new communities?
You think there were that many Rochesters?
It must have been a pretty common name.
Was it?
Have you ever met anyone?
I've never
named
met anybody
Rochester?
With that last name.
No.
Okay. How are we so stupid?
I'm trying to think like characters named Rochester. I can think of one.
Yeah, and it's a butler, right?
Well, it was like his Man Friday.
Okay, then. Yeah. We're the dumbest show in America. In America. What, you making a hmm?
Well, okay. So the founder of Rochester, Minnesota was named George Head. Why did he name it Rochester?
Is he from Rochester?
George Head?
No.
That's Minnesota?
Yeah, he was.
From named Rochester.
Named this town, new town, Rochester, after his native city.
Yes! It's a pretty obvious
Wait,
connection.
So the guy from Rochester moves out to Minnesota
and
names,
and names
that
it Rochester.
That's wow. a common thing.
Very creative guy.
Bro, New England.
I will also yeah. name this town after the town I am from.
Why don't you name it after yourself?
Hey, let's look at all of the towns. Okay,
yeah,
New is England.
Minnesota would have been funny. Yeah.
New York is York. New Amsterdam was everything. New Rochelle. I mean, how many news do we have to show you where it's like a common thing to name a new city after where you came from, stupid?
Yeah, but that's really.
New Mexico. Like, all of these things.
No, but he could have named it after himself.
New Haven. They all of these.
Is there a Haven?
Yes, there. If there's a New Haven, there has to be an Old Haven.
Oh, I just figured, no. Just
Why know, would you not just name it Haven?
It doesn't sound as cool.
No, it doesn't?
No.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, the city of Rochester, after almost 100 years of having one flag that we've never, ever seen before, wants to change the flag to the iconic five-point flower logo in honor of the 50th anniversary. It'll just be the logo on a blue background. Why does a city need a flag?
You don't. You don't pledge allegiance to
it. I kind of thought every place had its own flag.
No, I get they have it.
Yeah.
I don't get why.
You don't need it, but maybe it's just, you know, something that we've always done since...
Because I know there's
the
a state flag.
Of America.
But even the state flag is, I mean, it makes more sense, but it doesn't make a lot
right.
of sense.
So in front of city hall, there's the American flag, the state flag, and then the city flag.
But here's the thing. I've never seen this flag. I don't think they fly
I've
this flag outside
flag,
of city
flag. No.
Because Kimmy's right. They fly
I've
like a white
the,
flag
yeah.
with a blue
That's
flower.
What I right. thought it was.
So, like, correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. I was under the impression that flags existed in the first place to identify which side you were fighting with when you went to war.
Oh,
right.
Okay, like when you were marching.
Yeah, like I recognize those colors. That's the side I'm sticking
right.
with. But now everything has a flag.
Right.
Like American flag makes sense. State flag less sense, but more sense than city flag, which makes the least amount of sense.
Yes, it does.
Like why? When am I marching into battle with my city?
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even like when the country broke in two in the 1800s. That country had its own flag.
Yeah, right away.
It's not even
yeah.
like you needed like...
They had that thing ready to go like, in no time.
You didn't need Maryland's flag. Like they had a whole other flag waiting for him.
Yeah.
Do towns have flags?
Oh.
Ooh.
I know they have like a crest because usually it's on the town like when it was established.
Sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
It's like some like weird picture of like a farmland or some crap.
Weird picture of like a farmland.
Yeah. Like, this is what it used to look like in the 1800s.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who didn't know Nathaniel Rochester... Tommy Bulay.
So, yeah, I bet you there's town flags.
Yeah, it says a lot of towns have flags. They don't have to, but it would just based on their like city council if they want to adopt a flag.
I guess what you're known for, you would put it on the flag. Right?
A lot of town halls what? Fly unique flags so that represents the town itself.
What you were known for, like for example, can you give me an example?
Well, I mean, it'd be like Pittsburgh would be very pristine, beautiful farmland.
Sure,
it'd be
sure,
a gazebo
sure.
on the flag
and the canal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. yeah. And then
maybe a kayak.
Well, but I mean, that's not the only town here. Like, what other example can you give me?
Like, give me another town.
Like, town of Greece? I don't know.
Oh. It would just be, like, this symbol of
a hand. Hey.
It could be a Camaro with side pipes.
Yeah, I mean, can you Google what if the town of Greece has a flag, and if they do,
I bet
please.
You, if there's a town that has a flag, Greece
you
has
know it,
to.
And it's ornate as hell.
But why would you not? Why would we not see that flag more?
It's probably like the Ferrari logo.
Oh, it's kind of lame.
What is it?
I don't know how to describe it. It's just like a white background with like a little circle in the middle and like an old lighthouse on it.
Okay. It's on the beach.
And it just says Town of Greece.
Okay. Oh, I've actually seen that flag now that I think about
really?
It.
Really?
I've seen that flag more than I've seen the city's
flag. It almost
flag.
Looks like Greek style around it. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the funniest thing ever?
What's that?
So Matthew writes us on Instagram. You know, we were just talking about how towns get their names and how people just keep naming towns the same thing over and over again. New York, York. New Amsterdam, Amsterdam. New England, pretty obvious. So I had brought up New Haven. New Haven was settled in 1638. The name was inspired by a town in England called New Haven.
Wait, it's double New Haven?
So it wasn't New Haven.
But so would it be New Haven Jr.?
Hold on. That means that the New Haven in England has to come from another haven somewhere else. Can you Google what New Haven, England is named after? I bet there's a haven somewhere. It had to start somewhere.
Yeah, true.
You like, can't do nothing.
You would think like you had all the names to choose from when you were naming these new places. Yeah.
You can make up. Nobody had any imagination back then.
They didn't have the technology to come up with new names.
They didn't have the technology.
No.
It's called an imagination.
But like, how does there not like a I'm just thinking of first names. They could have called a town.
George?
Like Harry, Pennsylvania.
There probably is a Harry, Pennsylvania.
So how do you get those weird names? Like, they either want base or they want completely out the rails.
For example?
Jackson Hole.
Well, that's...
French Lick. Like, I mean...
Well, no, that was a story of a prostitute.
Was it?
French Lick.
Really?
Yeah.
With Larry Bird? There's a place in Texas. You may have worked this place, too. It's called, and I'm not making this up. It's called Gun Barrel, Texas.
That's the name of the town.
I did comedy there, and the reason they named it Gun Barrel because the main street was straight.
See, this is what
happens. Like a gun barrel.
But this is what happens when you're in a country long enough where you stop naming people after name towns after people. You get Gun Barrel, Texas.
We're Dead Bob City Limits.
Like the further west you go, the stupider the names.
I guess
get.
They just ran out of. They got tired of naming stuff.
Well, no, but like you were like making fun of naming it after people. At least that sounds quaint centuries later. Rochester is quaint. Mm. You know, Buffalo, it's got to be named after the buffalo.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. But there's no buffalo around here.
Well,
there used
were.
To be.
Are you sure?
Are you kidding me?
They killed them all?
Yeah.
Pretty
Why
much.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Metallica told him to.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, that's what America was known for, having buffalo
everywhere.
So they
killed all the buffalo in one
we
president?
Really ran them off. Yeah.
Man, what? Pretty violent town, man. We're going to slaughter all, and you too, sir.
So, if you're a flag enthusiast,
enjoy.
One, make sure you get your flag for Rochester that we've had since 1934, because that's going to not be a thing in a little
while. Go check out your town flag.
Or don't. Who cares?
No, I mean, go see it.
None of this matters.
Teach the children.
Teach the children about the town flag.
Yes. A little history.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have not hit the road yet, you may have some issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because once again, somehow this is going to be the busiest travel Thanksgiving in American history.
Ever.
And that's a problem for a couple of reasons.
What is that?
But sometimes, Tommy, it's not about the problem. It's about an emergency solution.
Okay.
Which one person says you absolutely should have for tomorrow.
So how do you pull this off?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All of the worst possible weather is affecting folks traveling for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So although right here in Rochester, up until like tomorrow night, we should be good, it is a different story in other places.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, an estimated 82 million people, which is almost a third of American adults, will be traveling at least 50 miles for Thanksgiving this year. And that is happening while there are tornado watches in Houston, flood watches in Oklahoma and Arkansas. A different storm has caused havoc in the Rockies that is headed our way. Mm. Michigan and Wisconsin is supposed to get all that, along with nasty lake effect snow all the way up through the Great Lakes. And there's more. The bottom line, all of these weather issues are predicted to cause major flight delays and dangerous driving conditions depending on where you are and where you're going.
Very dicey.
So the good news.
Good. What's the good news?
The busiest flight day for Thanksgiving travel was yesterday.
All right.
So even though it'll still be busy today, it could have been worse. Mm. The bad news, weather, Tommy, doesn't care what the busiest flight day
is. Don't.
And it's a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety on top of the stress and anxiety that Thanksgiving already brings.
Yeah, what do you do?
Right? What if you don't make it to Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, you celebrate wherever you're stuck.
Well, so that's just it. One government official on television yesterday had a solution.
What
and
you say?
I did not see who it was, but they had a tie and they were standing in front of a podium, so they're important people.
That's official.
If you are traveling a long distance for Thanksgiving, this person suggested having a Thanksgiving backup plan.
Which would be what?
Something else to do on Thanksgiving in case you don't get to where you're planning to go.
That means I'm stuck somewhere.
Yes. I was going to say, you wouldn't really know. Well, I guess you'd know where your layover is.
No, but if you're stuck, that means everything's shut down.
You don't know where you're going to get stuck.
Because your car's not moving. So if you're stuck on a highway, what's your plan?
All right, so let's break
Road turkey?
Wasn't that your mom's nickname back in the day?
How'd it go?
So there are three ways you're going to get stuck.
This doesn't make any sense, man.
The way that I agree with you, right? But if he's suggesting this, there must be people that do this. So like either A, your flight to straight up is impossible to get out of where you're coming from, so you're staying at home, which would be the easiest way.
That would be best case scenario. Yes.
But a lot of times you get stuck in the middle.
Right.
Like in your connection, right?
Yes.
Like you miss the connection, things shut down. So I saw yesterday in Atlanta, they had to close the tower. The air traffic control tower, which is the busiest airport in the world, and they had to leave the tower.
Why?
Because there was a tornado watch in the air, and it was expected to come across the airport. So they made everybody in that gigantic tower come
down. Get me the hell out of here.
And they just shut everything down.
No kidding.
So if you're stuck, you miss your connection, you're stuck in the Atlanta airport for the holidays.
All right, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You are allowed, believe it or not, to bring Thanksgiving food through TSA.
Yeah, but...
You can bring a cooked turkey through TSA.
But if you're going to somebody's house for turkey,
yes.
Why am I traveling with a spare turkey?
Because
I've seen people bring pies. Like it is amazing.
It's
to
so
me.
Arrogant.
What?
Well,
it is arrogant.
I always assume when I see, especially like baked goods, that that person is bringing it to somebody who's from here who like misses the bakery.
Yeah.
They also,
you know what I mean?
They also could be like really good at making one specific
This pie is so good. Yes. I had to bring Atlanta ain't got pie like this. I got to bring this pie.
Well, Atlanta does pecan pie, peach pie. Rest of the pies suck.
Pecan pie is my favorite.
Write
pie.
That down. No, I mean,
all right, look, so, but
I guess what I'm getting at is if you think you could be delayed in another city.
I got to pack extra food. And by the way, let's say nothing happens. And then I get to this house,
turkey.
And I got a bunch of goddamn leaky turkey I'm showing up at your door with, and you already got a turkey in the oven. What am I doing with this goddamn
it's
thing?
It's already
turkey
soup. Such a pain in the ass to travel with your stuff, especially if you're doing carry-on. Like, I couldn't imagine having to worry about food spillage.
How about I got a turkey on my lap while I'm flying?
That would smell
any
delicious.
Any side, oh, that would be such a nightmare.
Sloshing around.
A cake.
People do it.
Yeah, here's what you could do. Give it to a homeless person.
Hello, homeless people.
At the airport?
No, but I'm saying like...
Well, no, Kimmy, yeah, a homeless guy trying to catch a flight back to his place where he
no,
doesn't
No, but
live.
Like, if you get to where you're going and everything worked out, drop
like
it, off,
it off.
I'm saying drop it off at a shelter, then go to your thing. Because you don't need it
no,
if you're going
right.
to somebody's house for Thanksgiving.
You're also... But I can't imagine a shelter's going to just take a turkey not wrapped up.
Oh, excuse me, you're going to turn down my food?
Yeah, because it could be
starving
a,
person.
Been out for hours.
Yes, it could be a health risk.
They're already at a health risk. They're homeless.
Yeah, so why would you compound that? Yeah.
Not compounding. It's delicious turkey. That's flown miles and miles. This is turkey from many time zones away. That's horrible. That's the crappiest advice.
What? Yeah, I agree with you. It's ridiculous.
Like canned food
the,
and stuff.
The arrogance of, you know, just have a backup. Also, like the arrogance of, like, you could afford two Thanksgivings potentially,
Thank you.
Right?
All yeah,
right.
That's a great point. Think of the expense of traveling. You're paying top premium money right now. Because,
premium money, Kimmy.
Well, think it's the
buy
busiest
sell,
time.
Buy,
yeah,
buy,
probably
sell.
Wasn't cheap.
You getting my mother's there?
She's on the plane. You've been thrown off. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, but you're going to be tapped.
252 WCMF. Again, with all of the nightmare weather that is happening across the U.S., plus the issues that are already happening at airports, even with everybody back, there were the issues that were happening at airports before the shutdown happened. One government official went on television yesterday in a suit and tie at a dais and said, travel is so dicey right now, yeah. Whether you're driving or flying, you should have a backup Thanksgiving plan in case you don't get to where you're going. Dan writes, easy solution, Duffy and WCMF. Turkey MREs on your carry-on bag and FaceTime Uncle Chuck for a racist holiday rant.
Okay.
I mean, that would work.
All right.
So let's say in a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
You do not have the opportunity to get where you're going.
All right. I get stuck.
Your flight gets canceled. You get stuck. The roads are too bad to go. Whatever.
Mm.
Do you think the average person would be upset or relieved that they didn't make it to family Thanksgiving?
Oh, but I guess, you know, once you plan and you pack and you schedule everything, you're kind of pissed.
So you
did all this pre-work. I know what you're saying, but like it's like doing your homework and they don't give you the test. Like it pisses me off.
I did not expect that answer from you.
Well, you remember like there was a couple of times when I was going over the border into Canada and I had to bring like all this paperwork. And I used to never do my homework. I was a terrible student, but I really did. I had all that stuff and they didn't ask me for any of it.
Yeah.
And it was a pain in the ass to get it all together. And I'm like, yeah, I did all this work. I got like a whole like a little leaflet thing over here, and they didn't want to look at it. I was pissed. So I'm thinking if you do all that work and all that prep and it gets canceled, you're kind of pissed.
If I am traveling for Thanksgiving and I find out that we can't make it.
But you haven't left yet.
Okay.
Because like, that's you've where called. The relief comes in. Like, I'd be relieved if I didn't even have to go. But if I make the effort and I'm like almost there or halfway there or even going to the airport, checking your bags, doing whatever you got to do, and now
you
I have to go
home. You canceled the mail. You did this. You did that. You got somebody checking on the house. Let's say you're going to go for a week.
Okay.
Probably already dropped off your dog somewhere.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Can I tell you a story?
And I don't want to go, but I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So
I've already committed at this point.
Yeah.
My wife and I, Stella and Claire, my kids were like little.
Yeah.
So they must have been like 3 and 1 years old.
Mm.
It was a summer trip. We were going to see all of my wife's family, like down. We were going somewhere down in New Jersey for a week.
Yeah.
Right? So hotel is booked. Airbnb is booked. All this stuff. We're ready to go. And I'm dreading this, man. I'm dreading going on this trip. We're going to be there for a couple of days. We get to the airport and the flight is unbelievably delayed to the point where they can't either fly us out until tomorrow or there's another flight we can get on and they're going to do it for free, but it's going to transfer us like across the other side of the country back to where we're going. Or they go, or we can refund your flight. And I look at my wife and I'm like,
yeah,
we didn't go. We stayed home.
Oh.
I had the time off from work.
You had the refund.
The refund was there. We didn't have to worry about that.
All right, so that's covered.
It was one of the like, I'm not kidding.
But that all kind of lined up for you pretty nice. Yeah.
But, Tommy, the wash of relief that fell over
I'm sure.
me. Like, I'm telling you, man, I've been chasing that feeling like a heroin since that moment.
You went from having everything to do to nothing to do.
Nothing.
In, like, 60 seconds.
Nothing at all. And, like, I'm telling you, even if I'm on the road, let's say I'm driving to Cleveland, and I'm in Erie, and I can't get out of Erie. Sleeping in a hotel room in Erie, Pennsylvania sounds like more fun than having Thanksgiving at my in-laws. I would rather go to a Cracker Barrel and have Thanksgiving.
Like, you're not pissed, though, that you're stuck in Erie? Because you're just far enough away from home where, yeah, you're probably not going to.
But you're in Erie.
So
it's
what?
Like, do we go back? Do we stay here?
It's such a nowhere town.
Yeah.
It is a nowhere town. But I don't have to deal with the stresses of family dinner. How you been? What's new? Uh-oh, Uncle Dave's drinking like too much again.
Like if I don't know. You're just staying in a hotel stay in a hotel.
I'll go find a bar. I'll watch Thanksgiving football there. Like, this is going to be. That sounds awesome to me. That doesn't sound awesome.
Mm. Yeah, nice. Get away to Erie.
Give me.
Gateway to Honolulu.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. James writes, my wife and I are leaving at 5 to drive to see your family in Cincinnati. Already got wind advisories between Buffalo and Erie. Going to blow you right in the lake.
That has got to be one of the dreariest drives is driving to Cincinnati, man. It sucks. Like, there is, like, nothing. Like, once you get into Ohio, it's just flat and boring.
I would like to, and by the way,
what?
Flat and boring?
I mean, what would they call it?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's flat and boring. What do you think?
It's a holiday.
I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
Flat and boring.
Yeah. No, it's just very boring to see.
For those who don't know, Tommy had a fiance that he cheated on that lived just over the border
in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why you hated that drive. It had nothing to do with the drive.
She was also flat and boring.
I mean, like, the bottom line.
Yeah.
As much as you may not want to do family Thanksgiving, like, there's always a reason you can find to go, which kind of sucks. Because, like, if we're being real here, you don't have to go to family Thanksgiving.
No, but if your wife wants to see family and you're out of town, you got to go.
But think about all the money and stress you would save. Because every year, something pops up travel-wise.
Yeah.
Every single year. Yeah. There has never been a year in American history where they get back up.
Where everything was smooth.
Yes,
sure.
Country ride, travel, totally smooth.
Everybody got where they had to go.
But here's the thing. Like, so let's say your backup plan, you put food in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in case you don't go, well, it's all right there. But now you go. And you got all this food when you get back. I just ate Thanksgiving. I don't want another whole Thanksgiving.
Okay, Kimmy, that's the second most privileged thing he said this morning.
Who doesn't want second Thanksgiving?
I don't want double turkey.
Because you can't, if you're traveling, you're not bringing leftovers home. So now you got instant leftovers.
No, you got to cook a whole goddamn dinner, which you were kind of getting out of going to somebody else's house.
Yeah, but you can do whatever you want with that food. You can make other stuff. You can make turkey soup. You can use the vegetables
for soup.
It.
We're having turkey soup because it's the Depression.
I love turkey soup.
I do like turkey soup.
And I will
called lesser chicken soup.
I will be eating turkey soup until like Monday morning.
So my mother used to make it. It was gross. It was gross
How
as
is
hell.
It gross?
So it's like she would put like the neck,
concept.
The gizzards and all the like. The,
yeah, you let it like boil. Right?
Like all the carcass in there.
Yeah.
And you had to like scoop out like this corpse.
Yes.
And drain it before you ate like this like death soup.
That's how you make turkey
soup. Oh, it's so nasty. The turkey neck looks like a dead dong.
Bro, like 80%.
It looks like a dong that knew too much and the mob got a hold of it.
One of my least favorite Bond movies.
Dead dong. Wah, wah, wah.
I meant the dong that
He's the dong. What's that?
The dong that knew too much was one of my least favorite Bond movies.
I was going with Goldfinger.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Well, it's the number one Bond movie of all time.
There is literally a movie called The Spy That Knew Too Much. You said the dong that knew too much.
Why wouldn't you go with Dongs Are Forever?
Okay, well, because I've seen yours, and they're not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.